Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by WanderWise, a travel agency based in Volation, New York that specializes in adventure, wildlife, cruising, and cultural expeditions. Information to start planning your next adventure at www.travelatallcost.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Arthur and Karen of Hoover, Alabama. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
beloved, wherever you are, amen, except if you're driving. Put your hands together and praise the Lord. How about that? God bless you. God bless you. Isn't he worthy of praise? Nobody can do it like Jesus. Nobody can do us like the Lord. Give us peace in the middle of the storm, with us in the fires of life. Oh, my God. Trials and tribulations and tests, and we'll still bless. Come on here, somebody. Brings chaos and confusion down to his feet. Praise be to God. Brings order into our lives. Lord, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. It's just good to be back on the line with you this morning. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC 90.7 Acre. Yes, WGXC.org online. Yes, we're there. Anytime you want to go and check it out. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm saying to you, there is a bright side somewhere. Lord have mercy. The last, 60 days? Lord, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Am I right about it? Well, listen, we come with the music and the music with the message. Hallelujah. Out of the word of God. Music with the message out of the mouths of people who love the Lord. Music with the message of people who can testify to the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you know, religion is an opiate. Religion is a panacea of the people. But Lord, you got to be tough to be a Christian. You got to be able, especially with all this other crazy stuff, this white Christian nationalism and all this other stuff running around here. Come on here, somebody. But we just thank God that we can follow Jesus the Christ. How about that? Amen. How about that? And that's what we're about. And that's what we're bringing in the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I want to say happy spring. We are in spring, beloved. We made it. We made it through the winter. Praise be to God. The first day of spring in our part of the country was so beautiful. And then I saw the news that night and they were catching it in the Midwest. And so we pray and hope that things are well with them and they're recovering from the storms of the first day of spring. I was just, you know, blessing God and thanking God. Spring arrived on time, but it arrived on time for us and not in some other places. So we think about you and we pray that our temperatures will continue to increase because it does give some relief to those heat bills. Amen. But it's also just a good feeling in the soul to know that we've made it through the winter. Hallelujah. Of 2025. Well, listen, I got some more music for you. And, oh, I want to shout out. Yesterday, we had the Crisis Readiness and Disaster Preparedness course at the Columbia Green Community College in partnership with the Emergency Management Services and of Columbia County and the New York State National Guard, Tier 5, I think it is. Shout out to Officer Kilner and shout out to all of the team here in Columbia County, and shout out to Columbia Green Community College for opening up the door for us to come. People who came received their Ready Go bags. We'll be talking some of those things on our Tuesday evening shows, of course, coming up over the next month and so. Hope you'll tune in there too. But right now, right here, we're going to go where there's a bright side in the music message. All right. My God is awesome. How about you? My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Praise the Lord. He can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. I just love that the Lord is so awesome. We use that word a lot. We banty it around a lot. Oh, that's so awesome. And this is so awesome. But no, beloved, let me tell you about my God. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep you in the valley, and hide you from the rain. Our God is awesome. This is Pastor Charles Jenkins coming up with Our God is Awesome. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And the Fellowship Choir of Chicago. Hear ye them.
He's great and he's greatly to be praised. this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Think about it. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Bye. to celebrate the awesome God.
Everybody sing, not another day, not another moment, no.
I need help.
Your name, God. We all have different reasons to praise Him, but we will praise You, Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship
as we bless Your holy name.
You deserve.
Father,
we lift our hands, Father.
Lord,
There's no one else like our God. That is why we come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Prince of Peace and Mighty God and Almighty Counselor. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of the Living God, who came as the representation, manifestation of God in the earth, God walking with man, God among people, God taking on the sins of the world to bring us back into right relationship. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And we take a pause for the cause. You're listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond, WGXC.org online. And this is our time to shine, our time to shine. There's a bright side. We come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I got a little ahead of myself today, and so I didn't give you the full lineup of the music before I get to the spiritual social commentary. So, yes, we started out with We're Marching Up to Zion with Trinity United Church Choir. My God is Awesome, Pastor Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir. Excellent is Your Name, the Chicago Mass Choir. You Deserve the Glory, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Yes, and we're going to go on with music from J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise. And I Will Bless the Lord, Mr. Byron Cage. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. The first Sunday in the month of spring, huh? In the month of spring, our first spring Sunday. And God deserved it. We deserve it. We made it through the winter. Amen. Listen and be blessed. You deserve it. J.J. Hairston, Youthful Praise, giving glory and praise to God.
Simple song. It goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. Everything I give you, Lord, everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs
all
to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Oh, all of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, yeah.
Of
my heart.
for me, so I
beloved. He has done great things for me. I know he's done great things for you, because we are here in the land of the living. We are yet alive. We are yet here to be able to tell the story about the glory of God, how he got into the story. He changed that ending. Amen. He gave us a better ending and a new beginning, a fresh start. Oh, my God, these are the things that God can do, and nobody but the Lord. Yes, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Beloved, you know, I am perpetually optimistic. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I'd have to take a poll to find out if it is because of the things that I have gone through. People who go through some things in this life, sometimes it makes them bitter, but sometimes it makes us better. Amen. I go for the better part. Hallelujah. And the things, the vicissitudes of life, they can bring us to a place where, especially if we are being led and helped by God, to know that he has done some great things. He has brought us out of some things. And if he did it before, he can do it some more. If he did it then, he can do it again. Amen. And so, yes, I'm optimistic because of God. Hallelujah. Not with my head in the sand. I'm not an ostrich. I can see not only in the spiritual realm and the earthly realm, but I can see in the spiritual realm. I understand that we are spirit beings having a human experience. Do you know that? That when this body lays down to the ground, amen, the spirit's going to rise and go back to he who sent it. Yes, beloved, that is my belief system, and I'm strong in it. And so I can be perplexed, but not despairing. Amen. And truly, we live in some perplexing times. Spirit of the Lord said to me so many years ago, and then last year, that a time was coming our generation had not seen before. My people will go through it, and my people will shine. I expect my people to shine, actually. I expect my people to shine. So, beloved, I am grieved. I am saddened. I do feel the distress of what's happening in our nation, and in the nation, in the world stage, in the eyes of even our allies. It is grieving to me. The biblical definition for grieving is to make sad or to make distressed. And, you know, God's people can do that. God's people can make the Holy Spirit sad and distressed when we disobey the Lord, or some of the things that we do that make him mourn. He cannot mix that which is foreign to his personality. That's Brother Ernest Angley talking to us. And I concur with what he had to say. We live in a time when wealth is often seen as the ultimate measure of success. And people are chasing power and riches and influence, believing that these things will grant security and fulfillment. But Jesus' words in Mark 10 and 25, they challenge that mindset, beloved. I heard this past week, I heard from the mouth of the confirmed Labor and Commerce Secretary that people who receive Social Security checks, if they put a pause, and they will put a pause on Social Security, well, they're going to be all right, because he has a 94-year-old mother, and she gets a Social Security check. But if it doesn't come in the mail, she's not going to sweat it. She's just going to think, oh, there was a mistake, and it'll be here next month. But the people who cry and scream about it, those are the thieves and the fraudsters. I heard this out the man's mouth, beloved. I heard of how the education czar is tasked with closing down 50% of the Department of Education indirectly but effectively shutting down the Department of Education. You can't have 50% of the people doing 110% of the work, shutting down programs that provide a lunch and for reduced lunch and free lunch for our students, that provides funding for families with differently abled children, for helping
provide financial aid for students that don't have the means that these people have to send their children to college, and they need financial aid. These are some of the things. And if you've been listening to the news, and some people have stopped lifting. I have an 87-year-old mother, and we were watching the news, and she said, I can't do it. I can't watch this. It hurts me so bad. It makes me so mad. Amen. Well, beloved, this is not the way of Jesus. And anybody to tell you anything different, well, you need to move away from them, because they've got it twisted. All right. Jesus says in the Word of God, in the Holy Bible, in Matthew 25, he talks about the judgment. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him, he'll gather all the nations, and he'll separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides sheep from goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And the king, there's one king, beloved, the King of Kings, will say to them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say unto them, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. And then he will say to them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you visited me not. And they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you? And he will say, and I tell you the truth, inasmuch as you did it not to one of these, or the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. This is the word of the living God, and there are people who want to argue with it and dismantle it or whatever. How could a God say something about eternal punishment? Listen, I didn't make a world. I didn't make the heavens. I didn't make the hell, and neither did you. All right. I'm just going to take him at his word and what he said. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand and know that God sees, and God is not mocked. God is long-suffering, and he's patient that none should perish, but he's not going to be mocked. Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And some have said, you know, he was referring to this small part gate in Jerusalem that was called the eye of the needle, and how when a rich man was traveling would have to unload his camel in order to get the camel through, bring all the packages through, and then remount the animal with all of the baggage. But it's an image. It's an imagery that he's giving us, and it points to the fact that it is difficult for rich people, extremely wealthy people, to enter God's kingdom. Why? Not because money is evil, because wealth often breeds a belief that they don't need God, God's word. You can't read God's word and do the things that are happening. It doesn't line up. It doesn't coexist with his divine personality. A constant desire for more, never being satisfied. How many billions do you need? How many trillions do you need? What's going on? It's a refusal to surrender our lives to God's will. And God's will is that we would feed our hungry, not cut the programs to feed them. That we would take care of our sick, not cut the programs to take care of them. That we would help our strangers, not vilify and demonize them. There's so many horror stories, beloved, and I'm not talking about headlines or TikTok. I'm talking about what I've seen people testify to out of their own mouths. And it is distressing. It is grieving, but I have hope, and we have hope in God. Hallelujah. He tells us that, you know, there are some things that are not possible with man, but they are possible with God. And even what God shows us to be possible doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Hallelujah. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. So, beloved, we can't quit in the dip. We said we're marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching in that direction with the vision and plan that God had for man. Amen. Are you with me? There is a bright side, beloved. Let us keep on moving forward ever, backward never. This is Pastor Kim, and I am still a perpetual optimist. I believe in the power, and I'll never, ever doubt it. Every minute and every hour, I believe in my help, because I know I've got my help from the power, hallelujah, of God. I believe. Amen. And you know what? I'm looking for a miracle. And guess what? Our God is able. He's still a miracle worker. All right. He's still a miracle worker. So praise the Lord. If it take a miracle, let us make a miracle. Let us line up with God and be on God's side, because he is on our side. Hallelujah. This is the Clark Sisters, beloved. They're looking for a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. You looking for a miracle? Yes, beloved.
Looking for a miracle.
Hey, beloved, you know, the Clark Sisters said the sky is the limit to what we can have. But since they made that song, technology has gone beyond the visible bounds of the sky, gone out into depths of the universe. Hallelujah. And we know that the sky is not the limit to what we can have. Praise be to God. Amen. So let us keep our eye on the one who is the creator and the maker of it all, who is the sustainer of it all, who keeps the sun shining and in its orbit, the moon the same, and the stars, the galaxies and beyond. Hallelujah. Who has made us in his image. That's why we're able to do these things, because we were created in the image and likeness of God. It took us a few millenniums to get it together, get out them caves and messing with sticks to make fire and stones to make fire. It took us a little minute, but once we got our legs going, amen, and so it is. Hallelujah. It's taking us a little minute to overcome this racism. It's taking us a minute to overcome this elitism. It's taking us a minute, but once we get our legs going, my God, amen, I have hope for that. And guess what? If we don't work it out, God's got a new heaven and a new earth on the agenda. All right. So praise the Lord. You be encouraged and make sure you in that number. I'm going to say, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day today. No matter what comes your way, remember that God is for us. He's not against us. He is with us. And he's given us basic instructions before leaving this earth. It's called the Bible. Listen, you can leave comments up to 3 minutes at 518-622-2598 if you want to share, you know, what you hear here. All right. Hear. And I pray that, you know, you let us know how you know, your thoughts and what you'd like to hear us play and the, you know, your thoughts on some of the things that we have to share and say. I'd love to hear that. If you want to know more about Pastor Kim and Overcoming Ministries, how to connect or submit a prayer request, or check out our website at www.omichurch.com. I want to say happy birthday to all you March babies. Happy anniversary to all you March lovers. And I want you to know that we pray for you. You're sick or shut in. If you're lost and lonely, if you're confused or depressed or stressed, if you're grieved and bereaved, we are praying for you. God make it that helps you through. God will help you through too. Amen. We're praying for you. Like I said, you can go to that website and, you know, you can leave a prayer request or if you need somebody to talk to, somebody to reach out to you. We want to know that too. All right. My prayer for you is that no matter how great the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere and you will not quit in the dip, but you'll hang on in Jesus' name because he is always there. This is an oldie but a good one. Goodie, I'm going to leave you with this. Just Hold On, the Sensational Nightingale Singers. It's a blast from the past, but I tell you, beloved, that's what we got to do. We got to just hold on. How about that? All right. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit in the dip. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us help and giving us strength to not quit in the dip.
You're experiencing a storm. You're going through a situation God told me to tell you. Hold on. Though the clouds seem dark, we came here to tell somebody tonight. Just hold on. Though your way seems hard, can I tell somebody on this side? If you just hold on, y'all don't know it, but you're looking at a witness. The sun will shine again. In fact, I can see a light just around the bend. So the nightingale stopped by to tell you that just all you gotta do is hold on. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will win the fight. Is there anybody here that's ever been brought out of a storm? Then you know what I'm talking about. Help me say, hold on. It will be. See, God stands at the beginning, then he looks all the way down at the end. So God already knows. Can I get me a witness in here tonight? Exactly what to do. So in spite of how dark it seems,